With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court takes up a case about the Voting Rights Act.
Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act is the primary way plaintiffs can challenge racially discriminating election practices. The Supreme Court on Wednesday is hearing arguments in a Section 2 case out of Louisiana. It's actually a rehearing of a lawsuit over Louisiana's redrawn congressional map. At the heart of this case is whether the remedy for racially discriminatory voting and election practices violates the U.S. Constitution. The court overturned another of its core provisions 12 years ago. A ruling is not due until next year. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com. It is now the 15th day of the federal government shutdown, and another vote to try and end that shutdown yesterday came up short of the 60 votes needed. Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, is not happy with the Democrats, and he says that they've got to do more to think about the Americans being impacted, including U.S. troops who will not be getting paid. The U.S. has issued a new warning to Russia about its war with Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. will impose costs on Russia if the Ukraine war does not end. At a meeting in Brussels, he told Ukraine's Western backers that if there is no path to peace in the short term, then the United States, along with our allies, will take the steps necessary to impose costs on Russia for its continued aggression. Hegseth warned that the U.S. military stands ready to do its part in ways that, in his words, only the United States can do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow right now is up by 15 points. The S&P 500 up about 28. The NASDAQ up 148 points. And the Russell 2000 up by about 16. This is SRN News. New poll asked churchgoers about a number of social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem. It's a discipleship problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, is scheduled to preach the gospel this weekend in Estonia. Graham, who will be joined by a variety of Christian musicians, will address thousands of the sports arena in Tallinn on October 18th to 19th. Writing on Facebook, Graham said God is already at work in Estonia, and, quote, I can't wait to see what he's going to do. This is SRN News. An elder former Kenyan leader has passed away. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Former Prime Minister Raila Odinga has died of a heart attack in India. He was 80 years old. The Kenyan statesman had run for the presidency five times over three decades. His populist campaigns had challenged one-party rule, rattled authorities, and gave him an outsized influence on political life in the East African country. President William Ruto has now declared a seven-day mourning period and called Odinga's death an immense and immeasurable loss. Ruto says Odinga will have a state funeral. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. Those comments on Tuesday suggesting the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate at least two more times this year in an effort to bolster the economy and hiring with the holiday season coming right up. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.